and certes, if I had prescience, your will to know, ere you your lust me told, I would it do withouten negligence. But now I watch your lust, and watch you would, all your pleasance firm and stable I hold, for wist I that my death would do you ease, right gladly would I die in you to please. Death may not make no comparison unto your love. And when this marquis saw the constance of his wife, he cast down his iron too, and wondereth that she may in patience suffer all this array. And forth he goes with dreary countenance, but to his heart it was full great pleasance. This ugly sergeant, in the same wise that he her daughter caught, right so he, or worse, if men worse can devise, has hent her son, that full was of beauty, and ever in one so patient was she, that she no cheer made of heaviness, but kissed her son, and after gan it bless. Save this, she prayed him that, if he might, her little son he would in earth grave, his tender limbs delicate to sight, from fowls and from beasts for to save. But she no answer of him might have. He went his way, as him no thing wrought, but to Bologna he tenderly it brought. This marquis wondered, ever longer the more, upon her patience, and if that he ne had soothly known there before, that perfectly her children loved she, he would have wend that of some subtlety, and of malice or of cruel courage, that she had suffered this with sad visage. But well he knew that next himself certain she loved her children best in every wise. But now of women would I asken fain, if these assays might not suffice. What could a sturdy husband more devise to prove her wifehood and her steadfastness, and he continuing ever in sturdiness? But there been folk of such condition that when they have a certain purpose take, they can not stint of their intention, but right as they were bounden to a stake, they will not of that first purpose slake. Right so this marquis fully hath proposed to tempt his wife as he was first disposed. He waiteth, if by word or countenance, that she to him was changed of courage, but never could he find variance. She was aye one in heart and in visage, and aye the further that she was in age, that more true, if that it were possible, she was to him in love and more penible. For which it seemed thus, that of them two there was but one will. For as Walter Lest, the same lust was her pleasance also, and, God be thanked, all fell for the best. She showed well, for no worldly unrest a wife as of herself, nor nothing should, will in effect, but as her husband would. The slander of Walter often and wide spread, that of a cruel heart he wickedly, for he a poor woman wedded had, has murdered both his children privily. Such murmur was among them commonly. No wonder is, for to the people's ear there came no word, but that they murdered were.